Well, it's so amazing to be talking with one of Canada's greatest singer-songwriters, who is also an author and actor, and in 2017 became a member of the Order of Canada, the one and only Mr. Alan Doyle. How's it going?
Hey, so nice to talk to you. Thanks so much for having me on. Appreciate it.
So you have quite a bit of stuff coming out in the near future here, including your new EP, yeah. Rough Side Out.
Super fun. The new EP and a new tour to support it that starts out in the western half of Canada in a couple of weeks, and then off we roll from there, man. So lucky to still be in the game, I say. And we know it's going to be fun nights around the country because we're doing a bunch of the songs from the new EP, but we're also doing songs from, my young life and traditional music in Newfoundland and from the Great Big Sea catalog that people might recognize and some of the other stuff from my records. And just to make for the greatest kitchen party in the history of the world every night, let's do it.
So you've been performing now for over 20 years. Do you still get those nerves when a new EP or album comes out?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do. And I get it when we're releasing a project, and I get it just about every night before the show. You know, I always say the only thing that makes it any good is the fact that I'm nervous about it. And it is. I still really have this childlike desire for people to have a great night when they come out. You know, that's nothing has ever trumped that for me in the music world. I just, giving people a great night out is still the most fun thing for me.
So what can people expect from the new EP? Maybe people that haven't heard your solo stuff before.
This EP is really my first foray into the Canadian country music world. I worked a bunch writing songs the last couple of years with guys like Donovan Woods and a few other people around Canada and down in Nashville. And my favorite songs that I wrote in those camps were some ones that sounded a lot like country songs these days. So I was excited to just let them live in whatever world they felt the most comfortable. And the result is Rough Side Out EP with five or six or seven new songs in it that are, you know, tinged with country music and all the same Celtic music I would have played when I was a kid growing up.
So one of the singles on that album is out now, which is We Don't Want to Go Home, featuring Dean Brody. I mean, you've worked with him a few times, I think three times to be exact. So what is it about the working relationship between you and Dean that keeps you guys tag teaming over and over again?
Oh, just fun when we get together. And Dean is such a great visionary, really, when it comes to country music, because he's always trying to widen the circle a little bit, you know, like include either kitchen party music from Newfoundland or include hip hop at some different points. And it's just a wonderful thing to see somebody with such an open door, you know, and so it's always fun to jam with him.
All right, so I have to ask, what exactly is a kitchen party? Because I've heard you mention it in your live shows before. I've been very fortunate to see you a few times, but I never know what a kitchen party is.
Well, a kitchen party is a party in the kitchen, and that's the most, that is in traditional Newfoundland homes like I grew up in, especially in the wintertime, the only warm, really warm part of the house is the kitchen, and often the biggest part of the house is the kitchen, right? So that's where people would gather to sing songs and eat and drink, and so, you know, even to this day, if you go to someone's house in Newfoundland, I mean, you could have the biggest living room in the world, but no one's going in there. They're all standing around the kitchen.
So like you said, you're going on the Rough Side Out tour, which is going to be with Kelly Prescott. You sold out Grand Prairie, which went pretty quick. I couldn't get my hands on tickets, actually.
And I'm so glad. Yeah, people are jumping at it. It's great.
Yeah, especially since you were in Grand Prairie not that long ago for the Bear Creek Folk Music Festival.
That was a wonderful, yes. I'm glad you mentioned that, man. Thank you. Yeah, that was a wonderful festival, and I'm not sure if it's the first time they've done that festival.
It's the first one I've been to, but no, I think it's been around for some years now.
My God, it was the first time I think I played it, but geez, it was a wonderful sight and really well done and organized and awesome nights out. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I was happy. I got some really great pictures of you guys performing there. That was my highlight of it. So
cool.
So you're going on that tour. There's still tickets available in Edmonton. And, you know, how would you describe the atmosphere of your shows for those people who haven't had the honor of seeing you guys perform?
Oh, it's very much a thing that you do and not a thing that you see or anything, you know. So it's like I always think that, you know, it's a concert that you participate in. And you know, there's usually a lot of singing along and a lot of jumping around and a lot of fun. And that's the way it was when I was a kid, learning music in my parents' kitchen, and that's the way it remains.
As I remember at the Bear Creek one, everybody was supposed to, like, towards the bottom, you had to either sit on the ground or have those low lawn chairs, and you're just like, well, I'm pretty sure it's not supposed to be this way, but everybody get up and run up to the front and have a good time.
Yeah, that's right. I was glad. No, they were wonderful to us. I must say I had a great time at that festival. Hope they ask us back.
Now, you have a Dollar a Day Foundation. How is that tied into the tour?
Oh, a dollar from every ticket goes to a Dollar a Day Foundation, and that's a mental health and addictions foundation we started along with a couple of friends here in St. John's. It's a national foundation that collects, you know, basically pocket change from people, and we donate it directly to frontline mental health and addictions programs and facilities across the country. So if you have a dollar and you'd like to help out someone with mental health and addictions issues, you donate it to a Dollar a Day Foundation, and we'll give it directly to a mental health and addictions facility close to you.
Well, it's really great to see somebody tying that into their shows the way you have. I remember you mentioning it when I saw you at Massey Hall in Toronto before that went under renovations. So, I mean, you've been touring with Kendall and the guys for some time now in your solo career.
That's right.
How does that sort of, I guess, compare to touring with Sean and Bob when you were with Great Big Sea?
Oh, it's similar in that, you know, I'm always so lucky to be surrounded by extremely talented people. And, you know, so I still find myself the luckiest person on stage because, you know, with Sean and Bob and Daryl in the earliest days of Great Big Sea, I realized what a special thing it was to hear those voices combining, you know. And that's never left me, you know. And I feel a similar thing to stand between Corey and Kendall when they sing and play their instruments. It's just like, I feel like I'm in the middle of a musical tsunami or something. And so, yeah, it's always a rush, man. It's always a thrill to get to be surrounded by such gifted and talented people.
All right. You've done some acting in the past. Obviously, your big role was in the 2010 Robin Hood starring your buddy Russell Crowe.
Yep.
How did the character name Alan a Dale come along? Was that originally the character name, or are they just like, okay, we casted Alan, we need a name?
No, historically, in the Robin Hood tales, the minstrel is Alan a Dale, yeah. And it was funny, because I was asked so often, you know, and Alan a Dale was often presented in the lore of the Robin Hood tales as like an Irishy-sounding guy who can play the lute, you know, and sing, and when I got the gig in Robin Hood or got asked to go read for it, people always said, like, I wonder how they thought of you. And I was like, are you kidding me? like an Irish-sounding guy who can play the lute and sing. And his name is Alan a Dale. How did they think of, are you kidding me? Like, literally, his name is like one letter away from mine. That's it.
I've been wondering that for 10 years now, so I'm glad I finally got an answer to that.
Yeah, right.
No, I mean, you and all the Robin Hood and the rest of the Merry Men were in Republic of Doyle. Obviously, Scott Grimes and you came back, I think, one episode every single season.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I've never met Scott Grimes, but I just know I couldn't help. I will not be able to help myself if I ever meet him just to yell out, Jimmy, look out!
I'm so glad you said that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, it
was so fun. But, like, you know, in a life that's blessed anyway, that was another one of those things that just came along and ended up being, you know, a super fun thing. You know, just like every summer we could plan on a week home where Scott or whoever, or Kev or Russell or whoever would come up and we'd do an episode of Doyle. And that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you've brought them out on stage with you, right?
And Russell too, yeah, always fun to get together with Russell and write songs, especially because he's such a great lyricist and songwriter, and sometimes we put this band together called Indoor Garden Party, and we play gigs in different parts of the world, usually wherever Russell might be or whatever, and it's just amazing, again, to be surrounded by such gifted and talented people.
All right, how would you rank the three of them in terms of singing ability, Russell, Scott, and Kevin?
Oh, well, I won't give you the two, three, but I, the Scott Grimes might be the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
Because I remember seeing that press tour stuff you did, singing "Beautiful Girls," and he was just nailing it, and
he's amazing. No, he's incredible. Like in many things, but his voice is insane. Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin kept almost like joking around when he was doing it, so I couldn't tell how good of a singer he really was.
Kev's quite a good singer as well. Kev started in his career doing musical theater.
Huh.
And so did Russell. I mean, Russell played, Russell was in...
Les Miserables.
Yeah, but when he was a kid, he started in musical theater as well. He played in Rocky Horror Picture Show for many years, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is there any plans to get back into acting, or just doing music videos does it for you?
Oh, you know, there's a TV show that they film out here in Newfoundland called Hudson and Rex. That I every now and again play a little role on do there, and then I'd be happy to answer the phone and take a role in something if it was fun and the schedule worked out, but for now it's all about the songs.
Oh, I was actually happened to be in the audience for your CMT Live at the Edison taping, and I was just happy when you edited together that 1, 2, 3, 4 video. There's like a split second blink and you miss it. I'm on screen there with Alan Hocco and Kristen Perelin there. I'm just sitting there going...
Kristen Perelin, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Jake, like...
That was the great uniting of Jake and...
Leslie.
And, what's her character? Leslie. Yeah, great fun.
Yeah, I remember asking Alan, like, did you bring Scott along with you too? Like, come on, no.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much
Scott
for...
Scott does star in one of my videos, though, doesn't he? He stares... If you look at a video called So Let's Go.
Oh, okay.
And, if you look up that video, Scott's the star of that video. Yeah.
Oh.
Him and a lady named Jess, who's a wonderful actress out in Vancouver right now.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, Alan.
Appreciate it.
And look forward to hearing the EP when it comes out on February 14th, Rough Side Out. And hopefully possibly get myself down to Edmonton and check out that show.
Love to have you. Thanks so much.